May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As I said before, a big thank you to you for being here this morning, and thank you especially to those who are here as guests and might normally be somewhere else on a Sunday morning. So it's really, really good to have you with us, and I hope that you will enjoy being part of St. Christopher's this morning. Over the last 6 months or so, we've been doing a lot of sorting in church as we've gone along. We've been sort of forced to empty cupboards and clear shelves and sort of sweep out lots of nooks and crannies and find a whole set of things that we didn't really know that we had. And there's been quite a lot of what is this, or whose is this, or what does this do? Do we need it? And why have we got 14 of them? There's been an awful lot of that. And as somebody who enjoys getting rid of things in order to make space, it's been a joy for me to get to know the charity shops in Kingsheath even better than I did before. So if anything that you think should be here isn't here, it's almost certainly my fault, okay? But it's been quite an experience. I hope that the result does bear good examination. A church which feels perhaps less cluttered, more open and accessible, lifting our spirits towards God as we come in, and providing space for mission and ministry, for the service to our community, which St. Christopher's has done for the last 30, 40 years or more, and which we look forward to re-engaging with as we now can open our doors once again. There's a passage in the scriptures in the very last book of the Bible, which we haven't read today, where the risen Jesus says some words. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open the door, I will come in and eat with them and them with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And there's this image of faith being an experience of allowing Jesus in to the place where you are, the place where you dwell, as it were, the home or the house of your life. Those who have done that, those who have begun that experience of welcoming Jesus into the home or the house which is who we are, have found that Jesus is a remarkable guest. When he comes in, he does indeed sit and eat and share life, that communion, that sense of being together. But before you know it, the room that you were sitting in together begins to change. And you find that this guest is rearranging the furniture, opening the curtains, cleaning up the rubbish. And you look around and you sort of say, what are you doing? And he looks back at you and says, "Doesn't it look better?" And you look around and you say, "Well, yes." He smiles at you and says, "Great." Then you turn around and he's in the kitchen. He's gone into the kitchen and he's pulling out all your pans and all your stuff. And he's saying, look at all the stuff that's stuck to these pans. Look at all the things that other people have said about you. And they've stuck, haven't they? They're like sort of grease and grime. Let's get rid of those. And he's got his hands in the washing in the sink, and he's washing all this stuff. He's getting rid of all this. And suddenly your pans are looking really clean, and your kitchen is gleaming. It's never looked this clean. He says, "Can you let me pull the cooker out?" "No, you don't want to pull it." "It's pulling it out. Look at all this. It's scraping off, cleaning it. Next time next thing you know, he's in the front room. He's got the Hoover out. Look at all this self-criticism. God, look at all this. Look at all the things you say about yourself. This is shocking, this is. And what about that self-esteem, this core, you know? Before you know it, there are photographs on the wall, and the photographs of you, and you look good, and you're with friends, and they look like they're enjoying being with you, and there's flowers on the mantelpiece, and the sun is shining through the windows, and you think, wow, this is good. And you turn around, he's off again. He's upstairs pulling things out from under the beds. He says, you don't need this stuff, do you? What about these habits that you do? Things you've been watching, the things you've been eating, things you've been drinking, things you've been taking. You don't need this stuff, do you? And he's putting it all in black bags, tying it up. He's down the stairs, out there. You know, and you think, if he puts that in the bin, that's all right, I'm going to get it out again later. Do you know what? There happens to be a bin lorry coming past. He's in, boom, he's gone. He's got his eyes on the attic. Can I go up there? No, you don't want to go up there. Down comes the ladder. He's up there. Whoa, look at all these memories up here. I know, that's why they're up there. They're enormous. I know, that's why I keep the door shut. God, let's get him down. No, I don't want to get him down. God, let's get him down. He's throwing him down. Next thing you know, he's out in the backyard, hosing him down. Shh. Do you know, this is what happened, and this is all the stuff you built on top of it. You don't need all that. Let's get rid of all this junk. All this stuff that's built up on top of what happened. And do you know what? Maybe that wasn't your fault. Or maybe you were very young and you didn't know. Maybe you started to believe things that weren't actually true. They're what you have built onto it. And do you know what? Maybe you just made a mistake. Because you're not perfect. And then Jesus looks at you and says, yet. You see, when Jesus comes in, he does a much better job than we have been doing over the last few months. And later on, if you dare, you can open the doors down this side and look up here, okay? And you'll see all the junk that we still have, okay? And Kurt's doing a really good job of fitting it into ever smaller spaces, all right? It's remarkable the way he can get things to fit, okay? That is not the way that Jesus works. He gets rid of things that should never have been there, and he sets us free to live in his light. Today is Palm Sunday. It is the day in the church's year when we remember, as Kurt has read for us, the story of Jesus on the donkey riding into Jerusalem. Jesus very deliberately does this. It's the only time in the Gospels we ever hear of Jesus taking any form of transport. The rest of the time, Jesus is always walking. And when pilgrims came to the holy city to remember the Passover, they walked. If you were able, you walked as a sign of respect. You were going into Jerusalem. Jesus doesn't. He deliberately finds this donkey, this colt of a donkey, this young donkey, this donkey that we're given huge amounts of detail about. We sing little donkey at Christmas, and there isn't a donkey in the Christmas story, actually, in the Bible. We should sing a song about the donkey at Easter, because there's a really big part for the donkey. Jesus gets on this donkey and rides. And yes, it is gentle. But no, it is not humble. Not humble in the sense of somehow kind of mistakenly riding in. Jesus knows what he is doing. He is coming as king. And he is quite literally going to turn things upside down. The way things work, he is going to turn them upside down. And he's going to begin a story which has echoed down for 2,000 years. This same Jesus, it asks, can I come in? Can I come in? I'm very gentle, but I am the King, and I will begin to move things around. I will begin to flood you with the love of God. I will begin to flood you with this thing which is called the Kingdom of God, where people are forgiven, where people are loved, where people are cherished, where the weakest and most vulnerable are placed front and center. When we are real about who we are, and God says, I know, I always knew, and I always loved you. And now together we can begin the work of transforming you into the person that I know you can be. Palm Sunday shows us this gentle, gentle King.